Good morning, everyone. Well, the launch of the Obama administration in about 3 weeks' time could end up being a grounding for the U.S. space agency, NASA. And space officials and scientists around the world are trying to figure out whither NASA in 2009. While campaigning for the presidency back in 07, candidate Barack Obama said in order to fund education, he'd make cuts to NASA's budget. Later statements were more in support of NASA, but figuring out where NASA goes from here is an important issue for science and also projecting what the Obama administration is going to do about science in general. Big science, small science, what's the strategy? Phil Plait joins us now. He's an astronomer and writer of the Bad Astronomy blog, and he's on the line from Boulder, Colorado. Phil Plait, thanks for being a part of the program.
Thank you for having me on.
How do we figure out where NASA is to fit in the Barack Obama administration? On the one hand, he seems to value authentic, serious science with the appointment of Dr. Chu in the Department of Energy. But on the other hand, there are some questions about NASA's budget and the kinds of symbolic programs that maybe Barack Obama isn't so interested in.
Right. We do seem to have separate lines of evidence about the way Obama is going to treat NASA. And they're good, bad, and medium, unfortunately, which doesn't help us nail anything down. The good news is that President-elect Obama does seem to have support of science going on in his new administration. He's been collecting scientists to advise him to head up departments and agencies, and that looks really, really heartening, especially given the past 8 years, the way things have gone. Science has not been treated perhaps as well as it should be. The bad news is that, as you mentioned, early on, then-candidate Obama had said he would cut NASA's money and put it towards education. That actually made me chuckle a little bit because NASA, in fact, spends quite a bit of money on education, several million dollars a year, developing science and space-based educational products for schools. So I wasn't happy about that. I'm never happy to hear that NASA, their budget's going to be cut. And the medium news is that there are rumors floating around that there is some static, some friction between the transition team that NASA is that Obama has put together to move NASA into the post-Bush Obama era. And the problem with these is that they're rumors. It was reported in the Orlando Sentinel that the transition team was having some problems with Michael Griffin's team. Michael Griffin being the administrator of NASA, the top banana. And there were some problems that the transition team was looking into perhaps cutting money to the new Constellation program, the rockets that will take over for the shuttle.
Well, within the scientific community, there has always been a debate about big science. Do you fund big, enormous projects like the Super Collider, which went down and now they're having problems with that in Europe? Or do you fund smaller projects like the Jet Propulsion Laboratory? And is there any indication that Barack Obama is a big science advocate or a small science advocate?
Well, I'm not sure there's enough evidence there to speculate carefully about that. We have support for science going on because of his appointments. He does seem to be someone who is in the reality-based community, as we like to say. So it's difficult to know what he's going to do. And the other problem, of course, the monkey in the wrench here, is the economy. And the public's perceived aspects of NASA, that NASA costs a lot of money. And so NASA has always been on the chopping block for politicians because it looks like it's very wasteful. They just lost a $200 million Mars probe. You hear this sort of thing. When in fact, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's really not as far as the government goes. NASA is less than 1% of the national budget. And trying to cut NASA is ridiculous. It's like clipping your fingernails while you're having a heart attack. It's the wrong thing to go after.
Phil, If you were leading Obama's transition team, where do you think his priorities should be?
Well, as far as NASA goes, NASA has been working basically on a shoestring budget since Apollo. It doesn't sound like it again because we're talking about billions of dollars, but getting into space is expensive. It's also very important. We have a lot of assets in space, weather satellites, communication satellites, military satellites. Some of these are launched by the military. Some of them are launched by private industry. But NASA is the one paving the way. We have private companies like SpaceX who are now launching rockets into orbit, but they wouldn't have been able to do that without NASA actually leading the way. So I think that NASA, in fact, needs more money, but that is hard to come by.
But doesn't NASA really need a big idea to spend that more money, for? And would you support a trip to Mars? Would you support a space station that actually is useful for something other than being kind of a flag with some nice toilets, which is what the space station is right now? It doesn't have a lot of scientific significance, even within the scientific community.
Right. There's no lack of big ideas for NASA, putting a base on the moon, going to Mars, launching bigger and better space telescopes, looking for planets and eventually life on these planets orbiting other stars. These are all worthy projects, in my opinion. What NASA needs is a better management system so that money is not wasted. You can say that about anything in government, certainly. The way I would approach this is to say, look, we need to take the management of NASA, make sure that money is not being wasted, that projects are on time and on budget. Once NASA can prove that they can do this, and it is possible, it has been done on many projects, then you say, you know what, we're going to increase your budget. This money has to come from somewhere. It's not like it's being wasted on NASA. There is money out there. We can support NASA as well as support domestic ground-based projects. This is the sort of thing I would like to see Obama do. I have no idea if this is going to happen or not. Again, we're in an era of speculation right now. Until we have more evidence of what Obama's going to do, that's really all we can do is speculate.
So prove you can manage the money and then possibly make NASA eligible for a big idea, high-funded project going forward. Phil Plate writes the Bad Astronomy blog and is a blogger for Discover Magazine. He's also an astronomer and a writer, and he joined us from Boulder, Colorado. Phil Plate, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And now, headlines from here on Earth.
You hope.
From Femi Oke.
28 minutes past the hour. Good morning.